going up, going down? Is it remaining steady? Student to faculty ratios, percent freshman application enrollment data, graduation data, things like STEM, how many students are going into STEM disciplines, which is one of the goals we have in terms of encouraging students and the number of students who go into STEM disciplines. We can look at those kinds of trends and try to take a corrective action when it's needed or reinforce those trends when it's appropriate. How, even in the research side, you know, number of new startup companies getting formed, again, we can look at those kinds of trends in a very systematic kind of way. Okay. Now, none of this data that we are, that is in the presented in the dashboard is data that we did not look at before. A lot of this information we were looking at, but now we have a very systematic way of collecting that data, updating that data, and systematic process of focusing on that data. So using this data, for example, to setting goals, to resource allocation decisions, that's what the next this next step should take us to, because now we have this whole very systematic process of doing that. And we should also be able to now look at some very unit-level dashboard, for example, like you were talking about, in enrollment, student admissions, so we can create even more refined dashboards with very specific kind of criteria, very specific kind of metric pertaining to that decision or that area. So I'd like to conclude with this, that this is an ongoing project. We've been working in, and I really want to thank especially the planning and budgeting group whose staff has really worked very, very hard at putting this all this information and data together. There's a very wealth of data and information here, especially collecting data from all the different tiers altogether. There are about 48 other different, I mean, 38 other different institutions for which data has been collected. This is a very massive undertaking, and the staff has really worked very, very hard to put all of that together, so I really want to express my appreciation to that.
Avijit, are there areas or issues that have been identified through this process that have a sense of urgency that you think you should share with us?
I think some of the ones that we ones we have been talking about and has been discussed in the past, you know, especially given this sort of this is a sort of the admission season, so there's a lot of this dashboard has already been used to look at different kind of enrollment data, application selectivity data, application yield data. I think it also points to looking at the student success in terms of graduation, and I know these are issues that the chancellors and the provost are always dealing with, but it's helped highlight those issues.
Is the idea at the January retreat that we will go through this in depth?
I'm at your command.
Good answer, Vijay.
What would you all like to do? I mean, at some point I would like to.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting information here that really demands our attention.
And perhaps a larger format.
Yes.
Just one other observation, kind of drawing off one of your last comments where you said this is a massive undertaking, and that just makes me a little nervous about are we getting too much data? You know, do you get a point? I mean, when I look at the peer groups, especially for Chicago and Springfield and the number of institutions, I guess I would never propose to select which ones, but you might consider arbitrarily saying once we have 10 or some reasonable number, that's enough. And then that will reduce the amount of data that you have to collect from 19 institutions.
Well, data collection is one, but I think there might be other reasons also to think about, you know, what is the right number of peer groups to compare against, because in a sense, if you don't have some kind of limitation, you might think of larger and larger peer groups. Data collection is one aspect, but I wouldn't allow that to deter a good decision. But I think there might be other reasons to think about what is the right number, and 19 might be a little too large in the sense that we have to be more focused on who we really think about as a
The truth is, once you've got this in the can, they could probably recalibrate it and sell it back to each of these universities. I mean, you could treat
profit center.
You could reverse the formatting and give them the same information.
Sure, we could. And there are services, you know, you're giving us an idea of a new startup company here.
we could do that. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, that's what we can do.
Avijit, what are the sources of the data collection? Where are you actually getting the data?
Well, there are a lot of different sources. A very major source is a data source called IPEDS, which is a sort of government reports information that all institutions have to report into the government, Department of Education. That's a very major source. Then there are sources for the research data. For example, NSF collects a lot of different kinds of research information data. There are other college board and other groups who collect student debt info data and things like that. So there's a variety of different sources, but the major source is the IPEDS database. I think the real challenge here is to sort of make sure the data is clean, that the definitions are consistent. You know, missing data, you have a lot of problem with that, trying to extract those. So that those are some of the issues. You have to be very, very careful when you put together that there is no question about the veracity of the information that's being put in there.
Exactly. In terms of when we look toward goal setting, is the data available in such a way where if we set a goal, we can go in and actually extract out all the institutions that are at that particular goal? In other words, that'll give us a different, a different set of institutions who meet a goal in one particular area, then we can kind of see what they do.
Sure, because we have data for, although we're showing the average on the graphs here, we have data for all the different institutions, so we can look at who's right at the top, who's on the bench, at the highest and benchmark, those institutions which are at the 75th percentile, institutions at different levels. Yes, so the answer is yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Thanks, Avijit, and everybody for working on this so hard. And as you can see, we still have some work to do. Thank the board, actually, for nudging us in this direction. I actually think many, many universities have been doing something like this for quite a while, so it's be great for us to catch up with that. I think almost all the categories are fairly typical. These are the categories, the measurement categories that most universities would use, and the data is very easy to collect in that regard. I think the most problematic part of the exercise, and you hit it right off the bat, is the peer group. I think UIUC has the most coherent peer group. It's the easiest to compare with its category of competitors around the country. I think the Springfield peer group is reasonable, though maybe not perfect. I think the hardest one has always been our Chicago campus, actually. If you want to compare it with the University of Minnesota, Twin Cities, you can see the wide variety of there, as opposed to, say, comparing it with Wayne State or with some of the other. The University of Cincinnati, for example, is a great comparative institution, but it's been hard, I think, Paul would probably agree, for all of us to sort of get a peer group that's appropriate and challenging, but not necessarily setting the bench so far above that it doesn't make it relevant to the experience of the campus and so on. So we really do have more work to do in kind of honing this list a little bit. And I want to comment on one other thing, and that's the goal-setting part of this. This opens up for us, I think, a sort of different way of thinking about strategic planning. If you've got the right number of benchmarks in there and comparisons in there, see where you stand, it almost falls out of that, what your strategic plan needs to be.